Ohio now has its first transgender and gender nonconforming health and community center. The Columbus-based facility is one of five in the Midwest that receive funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Paige Flager reports for Side Effects Public Media.
All righty, so when you walk in the doors, you come into our common area where we
Michaela Robinson wears a sash that says Miss Gay Ohio as she shows off the new health and community center. It's a cross between a funky 80s apartment and a modern doctor's office with couches, a TV, and a few exam rooms.
Whatever's going on within your day and whatever's going on within your life, you come in and be able to come out and leave bright and encouraged and inspired.
Robinson is the engagement specialist for Mosaic. It's Ohio's first health and community center for transgender, gender nonconforming, and non-binary people of color. Mosaic received nearly $2 million from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That money is aimed at reducing the spread of HIV among young transgender people of color.
We're here to help the community and help lessen the numbers and help make sure that everybody is having a greater chance at greater health.
The CDC says the percentage of transgender people diagnosed with HIV every year is 3 times the national average. The majority of people living with HIV in Ohio are people of color. There are other transgender health resources in Ohio, but most of them are part of larger health systems, and often they aren't open for HIV testing every weekday like Mosaic. The new center also offers safe sex supplies, mentoring, and resources for homeless people.
Really, the reason that this program exists is because of the health disparities that exist in the trans community nationwide.
Corey Frederick is the program manager of Mosaic. He's African American and transgender, so he knows the challenges facing the transgender community. According to one survey, about a third of transgender people in Ohio reported they didn't get health care when they needed it because they couldn't afford it. Some reported having a bad experience when they did seek care.
We as transgender, gender nonconforming, gender non-binary people, there aren't, I can't think of any places actually, where you can just open the door and know that you're not going to have to explain yourself to the people who are inside.
Transgender and gender non-binary people often report being called by the incorrect names or pronouns in healthcare settings. Sometimes there isn't an option to correctly document their preferred gender identity in medical paperwork. That means there isn't much data on health challenges facing their community. Mosaic looks to change that over the course of the 5-year grant by keeping better track of how people identify.
It's a historic moment right here. I don't know if Columbus understands. I don't know if the community really understands how historical this is, especially in this political climate.
Lester Singleton recognizes this moment. He's been involved in Columbus's LGBTQ community for decades, and he remembers when he first met another transgender person in the 1990s at a bar near Mosaic.
There were so many folks that would fall underneath the transgender umbrella that found safety in that bar. And so I just am like, wow. I feel like we should have a plaque or something out here.
Now Singleton is in charge of outreach for Mosaic. He hopes the center can be a safe space for transgender and non-binary people in Columbus today. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Paige Flager.